When someone does something as horrific as the Orlando shooter did, people react with anger and revulsion. That's only natural. But it also means that it can be hard for the families of notorious killers, like Omar Mateen, to find a place to bury them.
For instance, I think Lee Harvey Oswald, his body was passed around for quite a bit before it found a regular place.
That's Ann Newman, who wrote the book, The Good Death, An Exploration of Dying in America.
In the case of Tamer Tsarnaev, the Boston Marathon bomber, it took the brother of the one
who died. Yeah.
Correct. It took ages to find a place for his body. In fact, there was a real problem in that, Cambridge said, we're not going to have that body here. And so pleas were going out to various cemeteries to find a place that would take his body. And it was finally a woman in Virginia who raised the money and found the space and donated it to the family.
I mean, basically what happens is burial rights become public safety issues. Is there a worry that the burial spot just could become a gathering spot for sympathizers and for protesters?
I don't think that that really happens. When I was writing about the San Bernardino incident and the challenge of finding a place for those bodies, no San Bernardino mosque would take the couple's bodies. And so the family had to find a place out in the Antelope Valley. And when I got out there, the real problem was not that people wanted to flock to these graves to become radicalized Muslims. It's that Islamophobic groups were very concerned about the body being there. And we, in this so-called secular age, forget that bodies have incredible power still, maybe more so.
So for families, whether they're Muslim or non-Muslim, how hard is it to want to kind of publicly support a burial for someone who, you know, is part of their family but is abhorrent to society at large?
Well, first of all, imagine the emotion of raising a son who then commits a crime like this.
Or a daughter.
Yeah, thank you. And it's hard to imagine what that experience must be like. But then also, you know, the Klebolds, for instance, had...
The family of one of the Columbine shooters, yeah?
Exactly. They had their entire church community turn on them. And the community at large, the pastor that supported them ended up leaving his service to the church because many families felt as though this family did not deserve kind of the sympathy, that they had some sort of role in what had taken place. So that has to be traumatizing, the whole experience. And then how do you acknowledge your love for this person in your family, for this son or daughter? And I think we see that across the board for Muslim families as well as non-Muslim families.
Ann Newman is the author of The Good Death, An Exploration of Dying in America. Thank you very much, Ann, for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.